Postcast tonight after the Utah Jazz get run out of the gym by the Oklahoma City Thunder, a 9-point final that wasn't anywhere near that close. I need to go to Dr. Boone. Dr. Boone's going to have to bring me and make sure I'm okay because I'm very conflicted. It's up next on Postcast. Today's edition of Postcast is brought to you by the store at 6200 South and 20th East. Check them out for all your holiday needs and all the fun, great shopping. And I suggest after a game like this one, a mudslide cookie will make you feel better. All right, so Ron Boone. Oh, you're cut off. I will try to bring it back up so that you're back in the picture.
I like this back up.
Yeah, then they can't hear you. So I'll fix it. Try a new camera angle. There. Whoa. We're falling apart like the Jazz. All right. Here's my two different thoughts, and I don't know which is accurate. It's really not good to keep getting blown out of the gym by really good teams and just look like you're nowhere in the same class of them at all. That's what it looked like tonight. We did not look like we were anywhere near as good a basketball team as the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Correct.
So that's – how valid is that thought?
I totally agree with that. I just think it's happening too much. I think that we're not a team that can play from behind right now, and I think that becomes a problem. When you're not playing from behind, it makes it a better basketball game for you. But playing from behind, I think, has been a problem for the Jazz all year.
Okay, you mentioned this the other night, so I went and looked it up, Ron. The Cleveland Cavaliers have not won a game when trailing at the half this year. The Phoenix Suns have won one game when trailing at the half, and the Utah Jazz have won one game when trailing at the half this year. That is it in the NBA. So we are one of the three least amount of wins when trailing at the half. Why?
Well, you get yourself down, and the type of players that we have right now, I just think that it's hard for us to come back. It's hard for us you've got to look at this and study it a little bit more and try to figure it out. But I really think it's a problem. Now, scoring is up, obviously, and when scoring is up like this and the way the game is played, it makes it hard for a team like the Utah Jazz that are a team that uses possessions with ball movement and when they're not scoring, it just really creates a problem.
We used to go on defensive runs.
Yeah.
Right? Because we're not going on – we would come from behind by shutting you down defensively and going on a defensive run. We're not a team capable of going on offense. We don't have enough scorers.
Right.
So why can they not go on defensive runs the same way as they did?
Well, the game has changed. You know, obviously with the freedom of movement, it's awfully hard to defend athletic players. I heard something the other day where a coach said that they want to play fast, but they want to be athletic playing fast. Do we have those kind of players that are athletic enough to where they can play fast and make things happen this year? Let me ask you this question, though, and I was thinking about this the other day as well. The number of 70-point halves that have been in the league this year, I mean, I don't know if I've seen as many. And maybe I've picked a few and just focused in on that, but there's a number of 70-point halves, 65-point halves, that we didn't see as often back in the day.
Well, the Jazz allowed 42 in the third quarter tonight, so they were on their way to one before they kind of made you can decide what you think. The Jazz brought it from 29 down to 9, which, you know, I don't put a lot of value in the last part of that. All right, so now I'm going to flip it around. Should we switch sides so I can be on the other side? All right, switch sides. There we go. Okay. Well, we flip it around. Now I'm on the other side of my thought is there's five teams in the NBA that have single-digit win totals. We have not played a single game against any of them. Mm-hmm. There are 9 teams in the league that are more than 2 games below 500. We have only played 4 games against those teams. We are 3-1 and have beat Houston twice. Mm-hmm. The golf analogy you and I have used is that we are playing Promontory Nicholas course every flipping night. We are shooting 92, which means we're playing great, but the course is too dang hard.
Right.
And sometimes we shoot a 98 because we're worn down by it, and we don't feel good about – he's already heard this. He can say hi to whoever he wants. And so we don't feel good about ourselves. You lose confidence. You got the 7-iron that's 150 out, and you're always hit that shot, or maybe it's 9-iron for you, and you're always feeling good about that. But now that you've missed a bunch, you don't feel good about it. And we need a few nights at Glendale where we can go out on a flat course with a good lie or play Rose Park and have no trouble and shoot a 78 and actually maybe not even be playing as well as when we shot the 93 at Promontory, but feel better about ourselves. And the fact that we've just played this many road games against this many good teams has just taken away any zest and confidence to who we are.
So, in other words, you're saying we need to start playing some teams where we can get our game healthy.
Right, where you shank it, but you still have a line to the hole, and so you cover it up, and you get off with your bogey, and then you link eight pars, even though you're not playing badly, playing great, and at Promontory, you triple bogey that hole.
I totally agree, David. And that's and I know you and I have discussed this many, many times. I understand what you're saying.
How much of that is what's taking place?
It's definitely something that if the schedule permitted, I mean, it would be something that would really help the Jazz. I mean, it's like, how many games have we had when we really just, you know, had it clicking, had it going? And the last time we played San Antonio, take San Antonio at home. Everybody played well, you know. And
they're good.
And they're good, absolutely. And then there was games when we were just out there and you know, can't score. So, in other words, what you're saying is that we just need to play some teams that aren't as good, and everyone gets their confidence going, and there's a couple of players on our team that are struggling right now that are trying to get more playing time, but they're struggling, so they need ball games like that.
I don't know which is true. Here's what I do know. I think if we had played Oklahoma City's schedule, which has played like 10 games against these teams that aren't good, we'd feel way better about ourselves. And their big win prior to tonight was Golden State without Steph and Draymond. It was in their building, but it was still that. With that said, they were way better than we were tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Way better. Yeah. So both are probably accurate. You guys can digest for yourselves. A few questions have come in about Dante. He played well in his 9 minutes. I'm not a big believer that 9 minutes against their backups predominantly, though he played pretty well against Russell as well. It was good to see. I think it was good for Dante. Hopefully it can help him gain some confidence.
You know, he's really working very hard. He's got a coach working very, very hard with him, trying to improve his game. I mean, we know he's good. We know he can get to the basket. They want him to change the way he gets to the basket sometimes. They want him working on his jumper and how to receive a pass and get off the jumper. I mean, there's many, many things they're working on him. And you and I have discussed this many times. Dante missed a couple of years ago of development. And so he is really behind. He's behind his talent. And so what they're trying to do is catch him up right now. And I don't think you'll see him just getting, you know, a lot of playing time where he's going to have to improve in the games. They're going to try to help him get improved in practice.
Some guy who's listening told us to stop talking because nobody cares when he gets smashed, but he evidently cares enough to go listen. So I'm as confused as I am about what's going on with the team. Have a good night.